All right, finally, yeah. On the rules. On the rules. I know I was talking with a couple of Big Ten officials the other day who were at a scrimmage here, because you and I always have to keep up. What do they want to do? What do they want to emphasize? What does the NFL want to do with any rules, tweaks, especially when it comes to replay?
Well, I think most, I can tell you, everybody on the eight-member competition committee is in favor of giving the replay assistant upstairs a little more power. Because as it is right now, the replay assistant in New York, all of whom have the ability to have contact with the referee on the field during the game, you know, as of now, they've been very hesitant to call down and say, oh, my God, you just missed a blatant guy's foot was out of bounds. You just missed that. You know, you guys should have a crew conference and, you know, throw a flag for, or, you know, put the guy out of bounds at that point. They haven't been willing to do that. And so in the three or four times every weekend where something is so obvious but it isn't called on the field because the refs on the field just missed it, that's what they're trying to fix with giving the replay assistant upstairs more power to call down to the ref and say, you just missed an obvious, trapped ball on this play. And, Steve, normally you might say, okay, well, then the coach should throw a flag about, on that. Well, if he's either out of replay challenges or, it's in the last 2 minutes of a half and all that, you know, you ought to be able to have a vehicle to – the competition committee believes you ought to have a vehicle to be able to fix obvious wrong calls. Now, I had thought, and so they're going to vote on this tomorrow, I had thought for sure that this was going to pass, but last week there started to be some negativity around the league after they had a league video conference call, and people started asking questions about what exactly this means, and I think there's some owners that are afraid, and some club officials that are afraid that it could be a flag fest, and there could be just too much. And last year, Steve, you know, last year the number of accepted penalties in a game was down to more than three penalties per game. I don't think coaches universally love that, but I can tell you, executives, league officials, everybody, they absolutely love that. So they don't mind correcting obvious wrong calls, but the one thing they don't want to do is to open it up to have a spate of flags now. The one thing I think that will pass, though, is this rule that's going to make the number system look a lot more like college football.
Right.
As I wrote in my column, there's two Los Angeles Rams right now, Jalen Ramsey and Robert Woods, a cornerback and a wide receiver, who both very much want to wear the number two. And one of those two guys is going to win. You know, one of those guys on that team is going to wear number two next year. And right. Until now, really, as you know, receivers had to be in, you know, between 11 and 20, or 10 and 19, rather, or, in the 80s. And now they're going to let receivers basically wear, a much different and a much wider variety of number than they've been able to wear in the past.